107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's a pleasure to have both Ryan Erb on the phone lines with United Way Perth Huron, along with Tanya Hefke with the Stratford Connection Centre. And we've got lots of information to pass along today. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Ryan, let's get you on first. Of course, it's a campaign update with United Way Perth Huron. Where are we at with the campaign?
Well, we're really pleased to tell everyone that we're still pacing just a little bit ahead of last year, although we need to make sure that we keep moving on that pace to get to our goal. We're at 63% as of today, 1.259 million, and that's a fantastic place to be, but we know that we've got to get a lot further by March 31st. So.
That sounds good. So thanks for that, Ryan. And again, with the Stratford Connection Centre, a big part of this United Way Perth Huron campaign. And let's get Tanya Hefke in on the conversation. Tanya, it's all about the Stratford Connection Centre. It's great to have you on the phone lines with our United Way Perth Huron updates. We've chatted for the past several weeks about the Stratford Connection Centre. I think our community as a whole is very excited about this. Tanya, can you remind us what the Stratford Connection Centre is all about?
Yeah, so the Stratford Connection Centre is a housing-focused drop-in space, and it's staffed by housing stability workers and supported by well-trained volunteers. And so basically what we'll do is we'll work with community partners to provide wraparound support for folks experiencing homelessness or who are at risk of becoming homeless.
And Choices for Change is a big part of this, is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Stratford Connection Center. And I guess, Tanya, we should remind folks maybe what the Stratford Connection Center is not. We should remind folks it's not a shelter, but it is there for people to access services and get connected in that way.
That's right. So what we will provide is an opportunity for folks to have a warm, safe space to come and connect with services. So what we're hoping for is that folks can, you know, sort of feel comfortable in the space. The staff are all, like I said, well-trained in trauma-informed care, substance use, mental health, and that sort of stuff. And so we really just want to offer folks some food, some other basic need stuff, you know, supplies, survival supplies, that sort of thing, a place to use a washroom, have a cup of coffee, access to clean water, and an indoor space out of the cold.
Exactly. And it's at St. Paul's Anglican Church. Of course, they're a big part of this.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We are in the space now, so we're just really getting set up this week to be able to welcome folks. We have seen a few folks coming through in the last couple of days, and hoping that as the week goes on and into next week, that we'll see even more people.
And again, certainly with regards to this pandemic and the uncertainty moving forward, but at least you're now at St. Paul's Anglican Church, as you mentioned, moving forward. How important is the United Way Perth Huron, particularly with the campaign, for something like the Stratford Connection Centre?
Well, I think it's really important. I think that the pandemic has certainly brought to light the need for supports like this. And folks have really, you know, folks who are experiencing homelessness have really had some increased barriers as a result of the pandemic with regards to, you know, being able to seek shelter, having access to internet, you know, places where they were able to access those things were not available and have not been available to them. So this is incredibly important for our community. And I think, you know, moving forward, we're only going to continue to build on these supports.
Well, we wish you nothing but success for the Stratford Connection Centre. To have this right in downtown Stratford with United Way Perth Huron helping out with this is so, so important. Now, Tanya, anyone hearing this, of course, they can make a monetary donation for the United Way Perth Huron as part of this campaign for Stratford Connection Centre. Is there any other way folks listening can make donations or if they can help out?
Yeah, for sure. So monetary donations can go directly to the United Way. Anybody wishing to support by way of clothing, food, other basic needs, comfort kits, can contact me. So they can contact me by calling the Choices for Change office at 519-271-6730, or they can email me at thefke@choicesforchange.ca. And I can certainly connect with folks to make sure that those donations go to the right places.
Anything else that we haven't mentioned, Tanya? But again, the campaign continues and you can make donations. Is there anything else we haven't mentioned?
I think just, you know, really these types of programs really run on community support. You know, that's incredibly important, and already we've seen so much support in this community from community partners. And so we really just, I would love to extend that, you know, very huge thank you to all of the support that we've received so far, and I'm sure we'll continue to receive. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Tanya. Ryan, there you go. Stratford Connection Center, part of the United Way Perth Huron campaign. And Ryan, I guess we're going to be taking a little bit of a holiday break, but we'll chat in the new year, Ryan. Any final thoughts today?
Well, we just want to wish everybody a happy holiday season and a safe holiday season under the circumstance, of course. And if you need any more information from us, head to our website at perthhuron.unitedway.ca.
Well, certainly, Ryan, we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. And, of course, Tanya, we wish you a Merry Christmas as well. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jamie.